This will be really interesting here. What will Lovey do at the three with his... Oh, he's going to kneel. Oh, he's going to kneel it out. I was just kind of curious if he might run it. Yeah, that's so very Lovey that he would do that. Okay, I just want to describe to you my emotion of sitting here. Oh, it's surprisingly windy out here. Sitting here watching Lovey Smith go shake hands with the opposing coach. That's, it's a pretty incredible feeling. Like, I don't know. All I talked about in the offseason was, you know, just the calmness of this. You know, like, that everything is so calm. And, I don't know. Like, this was as professional a win I can think of. I don't even know if you can hear me over Gene Honda. He sounds louder this year. Are they going to do the school song? Yeah, I think they'll do the school song. That was only a Beckman thing, but I wonder if... Yeah, it looks like they'll do the same. Oh, come on. Turn the music off. Come on. Stop it. Come on. What are you doing? Music people, don't let this happen again. Players are lined up waiting to sing. Band's ready. And it's Club Memorial Stadium. Lovey's got his arm around Joe Spencer and Bobby Walker. Thank you. I'll let you enjoy the school song. I'll let you enjoy this. I can't describe the emotion of Lovey Smith arm in arm with his player singing the school song right now. I'm having a moment. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the deal. Like, we only had maybe 65 players dressed. Maybe. I mean, you're used to seeing it when we play our FCS opponent each year. You're used to seeing the other team dressing about 60 players, and we dress 105. And so it looks completely different, you know? Like, it looks like a tiny little high school team playing a really big high school team where one sideline has 50 players and the other sideline has more than 100, you know? Today, Lovey didn't dress a lot of the walk-ons. He didn't dress a lot of the freshmen. Mikey Dudek wasn't dressed. And he had those guys, most of those guys couldn't stand in the orange box, the sideline box. The sideline box was just for the players, which is an NFL-like sideline, right? Like, you know, the NFL, what, has 53 on the roster, and I think your practice squad can dress. Maybe you can dress 60. So that's what Lovey did today. He just dressed 60 or so. And that's just so weird for college football. You know, you're used to seeing this massive sideline packed with people and everything else. Well, no, this is a very trim and, you know, limited sideline with the players that are needed, and there was no, again, I just can't get over the calm. I guess it's just hard to describe if you haven't observed this program. You know, like, I started the blog in 2009, so that was 3 years of Zook, 3 years of Beckman, and 1 year of Cubitt, and all of them were so frantic, like so ridiculously frantic. Like, everything was like, I don't know. There was just players running to get their helmet and, like, you know, trying to push past the walk-ons because they're trying to get in the game because they forgot they were on this special team. And so they got to sprint out there. And I don't know. Today was just totally different than that. It was just, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, okay, last year, Final score is 52-3 against Kent State. This year, final score is 52-3 against a worse team. But this felt different. Like, yes, there were penalties. Yes, there were problems. But I don't know. This just felt different. You know what else feels different? Club Memorial Stadium, where we have to blare music and I can no longer from the stands. I swear that's like 6 times louder than last year. Man, if I can't do my from the stands, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I have to process the game this way. But I will now process with Stevie Wonder, apparently. So, okay, I'll say it. Like, the only thing that remains that's kind of Beckman and Cubit-like is the music right now. Like, you know, Lovey stood arm in arm in the front row with his players and sang the school song. He believes in the tradition. He believes in the band. And we're trying to, like, trump the band with the club music. And then they tried to start again. Oh, no, band's still going. You know, like, this is the one thing that remains that's kind of not in the Lovey way. Like, oh, fill the void of... Fill it with music. Okay, quick, do this. No, don't press play. Okay, don't press play. Okay, press play, but the band stopped. You know, like, that's how the entire Illinois football program has been for the last, at least the last 10 years, but maybe even before that. Like, I can't say the word calm enough, that it is just regimented, it's safe, it's, there's not frantic practices, they're not frantic game day, there's not players running out on the field and who's on this. Everything is calm and cool. Like, it's just weird that, like, I'll read a leadership book here and there and now and then. In those leadership books, you talk about how any team takes on the personality of a leader, right? Well, I feel like already one game in, this team has taken on the personality of Lovey. That doesn't mean we're even going to win 4 games. Who knows? Who knows where this goes? Who knows where the talent is? We struggled to run the ball in the first half. You know, until, it was big plays. But then, no gashing for 12, 15 yards. It was, 1 or 2 yards for Vaughn for most of the first half until we, in the second half, their thin team was tired and we ran on them. But it's like, I don't know, like, I don't know where the season goes, but it feels like it's going to be professional like this, that it's just going to have a purpose. I think that's what I want to write about, because it felt like today had purpose, and I don't know when I could have said that recently. Like, everything felt... somebody, I think it was a commenter on the blog, who said, when's the last time we went into a season without the coach, like, desperately needing to win, like, at least 5 and maybe 6 games? Like, there was this absolute, like, desperation around the program. And now there's just this sense of purpose. Like, there's a goal, and, recruiting was like this. I said this summer, like... I started to freak out in May and all these guys, the big offensive lineman from Chicago picks Michigan State. And I'm like, oh, we're going to lose. And then there's going to be players left. And by the time we, oh my God, panic. No, there was just this like sense of purpose of we're building our recruiting department. And then in August, it really starts moving in earnest. So like, it's going to take me a while to adjust to this, that there's just this sense of purpose. And I love it. Go Illini.